Chapter 2. Future Glory of the New Temple. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Tell this to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and to the remnant of the people. Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem like nothing in your eyes? But now take courage, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and take courage, Joshua, high priest, son of Jehozadak, and take courage, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work. For I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. This is the pact that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit continues in your midst. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, one moment yet, a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Mine is the silver, and mine the gold, says the Lord of hosts. Greater will be the future glory of this house than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Offerings of the unclean rejected. On the 24th day of the 9th month, in the second year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. Thus says the Lord of hosts, ask the priests for a decision. If a man carries sanctified flesh in the fold of his garment, and the fold touches bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any other food, do they become sanctified? No, the priests answered. Then Haggai said, if a person unclean from contact with a corpse touches any of these, do they become unclean? The priests answered, they become unclean. Then Haggai continued, so is this people, and so is this nation in my sight, says the Lord. And so are all the works of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. Promise of immediate blessings. But now, consider from this day forward. Before there was a stone laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, how did you fare? When one went to a heap of grain for 20 measures, it would yield but 10. When another went to the vat to draw 50 measures, there would be but 20. I struck you in all the works of your hands, with blight, searing wind, and hail, yet you did not return to me, says the Lord. Consider from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day on which the temple of the Lord was founded, consider. Indeed, the seed has not sprouted, nor have the vine, the fig, the pomegranate, and the olive tree yet borne. From this day I will bless. Pledge to Zerubbabel. The message of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Tell this to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah. I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms, destroy the power of the kingdoms of the nations. I will overthrow the chariots and their riders, and the riders with their horses shall go down by one another's sword. On that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, says the Lord, and I will set you as a signet ring. For I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts.